Due to his inconvenient insistence on being dead, Dr. Graham Chapman was unable, rather than unwilling, to give us an account of his early life on tape. Filling the void, we have his brother, Dr. John Chapman, and his longtime partner, David Sherlock. We start with his brother, Dr. John Chapman, and the other one is David.
We were living in Wixton Fields, south of Leicester, just outside the city boundary. And my father was then a police constable in the Leicestershire Constabulary. And this was the 8th of January 1941 that he was born. Trying to remember. I don't remember very much about things at that stage, except that I was 4 years of age when he was born. I can't remember him as a little tiny baby. I begin to remember him really when he was about sort of two and old enough to be a nuisance to me.
Took that long <That's right. laughs> for an older sibling.
His early life.
David Sherlock.
I know he had an extremely poor upbringing. His parents had very much dragged themselves up by their bootstraps. Graham has memories of actually going to, of blacking the soles of his shoes as a child, going to primary school, having put a piece of cardboard in the sole because there were holes and they couldn't afford to mend the shoes.
Right, so he's blacking it over so you can't see the cardboard, yeah.
I think my parents were actually very generous and actually did without things themselves so that Graham and I could have things that we wanted. But yes, I mean, we weren't well off. My father used to make toys for us rather than, you know, buy them. That was partly because there weren't many toys in the shops in those days during and just after the Second World War. I don't think we ever lacked for shoes anyway. We may have worn them a bit longer than our growing feet would have required normally, but I don't think we were ever quite into that level of penury, as it were.
Like the others, Graham was also a fan of the Goons.
At home together, we would certainly have listened to the Goon Show whenever it was on, but we were certainly both very fond of goon-type humour.
One of Graham Chapman's enemies was his shyness.
You could lose the shyness in two ways. One was by playing somebody else on stage, and the other was through the bottle.
At around about the age of 15, he was asked to join, the local rugby club.
David Sherlock.
The local rugby club were grown-up men with for whom it was a Saturday fun thing. And they invited Graham to join because they thought, they'd already heard that he was damn good, he was tall, and he was thrilled. But of course, after rugby, and they'd all cleaned up and showered up, it was a Saturday afternoon, so they piled into the pub.
Yeah.
And Graham told me that if you're going to go into a pub as a 15-year-old in those days, when your father's a copper, you better damn well look older. Even though he was basically tall and lean, with his height and build, he then took to smoking a pipe, which gave him much more gravitas than smoking cigarettes, which he never really liked. And he then took to drinking pints of beer along with the rest of the boys.
Yeah.
So that's the earliest link I can find, looking back, to how Graham started his boozing tradition. And there's the famous story of Graham telling his mother that he was gay and he was living with me. And saying, but don't tell your father, it'll kill him. And of course, later on, Graham's father did actually, in passing on the telephone, some months later, said, I've been awfully worried about your mother. It's been bugging me what's wrong with her. But eventually she told me, and he said, don't you worry about such things. Women don't understand these things. So that was all there was to be said.
Lovely, isn't it? I mean, someone from that sort of background and that time and era, that's a remarkably good attitude, isn't it?
He wanted to be a doctor too, in his brother's footsteps, really. But he was already showing signs of being darn good at chemistry, as I seem to remember it. He also did Latin and Greek at Melton Mowbray Grammar. He was one of their brightest pupils ever. Potentially a real high flyer.